It is me, Daya Marie.
And this is Dorothy. Here, dropping down your podcast line. Here to shake it up. Because we ain't no ordinary people. We are D&D. I can't wait to see what we're going to talk about today. Do you have to get used to your voice when you're editing? Because you know how, like, you don't...
I done heard my voice so much through auditions that now I done realized because you do sound different.
Yeah, like, you're like, damn, that's what I sound like? I don't like that.
Yep, I don't like my voice on the witch show. I've always been insecure.
For me, I don't like it because I sound so, like, white.
Thank you for joining Dorothy and I on our very first episode of D&D Uncensored. Today, we really want to focus on drive. Not that every one of our episodes will be all about, oh my God, you got to be driven, you got to do this, you got to do that, but let's be real. We live in a society where we're looking at social media, we're watching the next person. Everybody seems to be living this big, grand life, and let's be honest, we all have moments in our life where we feel like we need to fix this or we're not happy with that. And this is where me and Dorothy come in. We want to actually share with you guys, I guess, our journey as far as where we were and where we at now, because yes, we're doing a lot. There's so much things that people will say, oh my God, that you guys are successful in a sense, but we're still working. We're still trying to thrive in our element, if that makes sense, but I won't keep talking. Let me just jump right in to our podcast. I still got a regular job, just like you. You got a regular job, corporate, a good paying job.
Yep.
But you still hustling. Mm-hmm. And when I say hustling, you got a whole legit business you're running. Mm-hmm. People don't even know nothing about, but you, to me, it's successful already because you actually started somewhere in your progress. Hell, you did it pretty damn fast. You did that shit fast as hell, like compared to most people. Everybody always say, what do I want? But your ass, shit, scratch that. When you graduated with your bachelor's degree, what did you graduate with?
I graduated my bachelor's in business and administration, but my... basically, my concentration was in supply chain and my minor was in finance. And basically, as soon as I was done, I just knew I wanted to make money. I didn't care how it was going to come. I was going to climb the corporate ladder. I mean, for me, I was going to work for the white man. Like, you know, that's
it was
never my goal to be an entrepreneur. That wasn't my spirit. That wasn't my dream or anything, because I just didn't feel like I had that creativity. I didn't have the drive that it really took to begin a business. So, and you know, seeing you, you always had that hustler mentality. You always said you weren't working for no damn body but yourself. And I just didn't have that in me. So for me to, like, all of a sudden when I start working in the corporate ladder and I start seeing, like, you know, the way people are treated, especially being a black woman in America, like, we're not treated fairly. You know, we're not going to be the ones who get promoted into these high positions. It don't matter how much you work. You could be the hardest work. And they always tell you, oh my God, you know what, Dorothy, you're consistent. You come in here, you work hard. You know, you're the best employee here. But guess who's going to get promoted over me? That white man. The one that's in the group, you know, they talk football, they talk, you know, basketball. Those are the ones who are going to get promoted, the ones who's going to be really kissing ass and really in that group. But it's not made for us. Corporate America is not made for us as black women. And I think as I started to see that, you know, transitioning from job to job, trying to find that place where I fit in, I realized, like, I really just want to work for myself and really build a platform where people like me, like-minded people, can grow as well. And that's really just been, I think, what really drove me to get into where I am now. And even though I'm still in the beginning stages, it's happening so quick because I hope by next year I ain't working for these folks. Like, they ain't did nothing to me.
And mind you, Dorothy makes good money. We're not even talking about she make 50 or 60. Like, she makes good money.
Yes, I do. And it's like, I'm okay with foregoing all of that just to really do what makes me happy and really build a platform for other people to grow. I want Black people to actually be able to join a company and feel like they can make it to the top as a CEO, a CMO, CSO. Don't matter what it is, but you can climb up. You ain't got to kiss nobody's ass. Just work hard and get to where you want to get to. And I feel like us as Americans, that is where we've kind of, well, I guess we've always been to the point where you had to kiss somebody's ass. Mm-hmm. But I want to get to that point where we not like that. Hard work trumps all of that. And that's where I want to be at. So, yeah.
And she not lying, because every time we talk about hustle, here she is. I don't know. As long as I make good money, I just want to be comfortable, be able to save my money, blah, blah, blah. No. Now, all of a sudden, it just her drive just changed. Yeah. Even with the simple fact of her saying, okay, I got to figure out about my logo. I got to figure out what I'm going to name it. Don't you know, I told Dorothy the simple steps, by the time she found out what her business was going to be, the name, blah, 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 the whole logo was created. That was it. And it's clean cut. I told her what website I went on to do. Basically to brand everything. Mm-hmm. And from there, she even rebranded her whole Instagram for this business that she hasn't really followed nobody yet, but nobody knows it's coming. I don't even think they know you have it in you to even be this individual creating such a brand that I know is going to take off.
Yeah. And I think that's the exciting part is, you know, some people, they sit around and they talk about ideas. Oh, I'm going to write a book. You already wrote a book. You know, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start this business. Oh, I don't want to work for nobody. And they sit here for years and years and years. No plans, no opportunities. Don't even take that first step to really get to where they want to get to. But sometimes, like they say in business, you have to take a risk. You took a risk when you released that first book. Yeah, you didn't know what was going to happen.
I didn't even want my name on the book, you guys.
Yes. I remember, like, that was crazy. She did not want her name on the book. She was so self-conscious about it, and now she's successful, just like that. Yeah. But has she not taken that risk? Because I've talked to a lot of people. They always want to write a book. There's always this, oh, I want to write a book. I want to do this. And then it's just like, okay, have you started the outline? No. Have you started anything about this book that you want to write? Do you even know what the book is about?
Nope. They never know anything. Don't even take the initiative to say, you know what, I'm going to watch YouTube. Honestly, YouTube and Google has been my best friend through everything. I didn't have anybody to show me how the ins or outs of the book writing business at all. Everything I learned was, it was trial and error. Matter of fact, when I first came out with my first book, I knew I knew the cover meant every single thing. So I made sure my cover was legit. I made sure that everything looked perfect, because believe it or not, it's because of that cover that most people even read the first book. It is an African-American romance novel. Mm-hmm. So I knew the market was huge. It don't even have to be African-American. Anything of romance, especially fiction, it sells like hotcakes. And I'm like, damn, I'm an independent author. In my mind, I'm thinking you need a publisher to make you big. That's a big no-no. I think that's another misconception. Mm-hmm. Everybody think, oh, I need a publisher. No, having a publisher mean you're about to split everything. Not to mention you're already splitting between Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whoever your thing is going through, you're already splitting with them. So imagine you have this publisher. Maybe this month you made $1,000. That publisher is going to take at least 50%. Put like this. Out of that 1,000, you're probably going to come out with maybe 300. Maybe. And that doesn't even count the fact that when you have a publishing deal, they have to make the money they gave you first. So you're not even going to see no royalties in the beginning. So if them publishing company gave you $10,000, you have to fulfill that $10,000 bid first. Once they get all that, which may even take you years to get, because a lot of people don't sell. Them publishers is not what help you sell. Honestly, you still have to market yourself by yourself. It just doesn't make sense. So you know what you do? You learn. You learn and figure, am I going to go indie? Am I going to get a publisher? Once you realize being independent is better, I didn't even put a lot of money into it at first, though. Yeah. That's the crazy shit about it. It's like, I didn't even pay an editor, because I thought, oh, all I need is Grammarly, and I'm a good editor. And honestly, no, I was wrong. I got so many reviews that were great. I probably got 80% good reviews, and the rest of the 20 was just like, damn, it ain't developed like that. Mm-hmm. Or she got too many details or things need to be fleshed out. I mean, everything that I read, though, I went back and got an editor. Yeah. I got an editor. They fixed it. And what's so crazy, I got a audiobook publishing deal not even 2 months after I dropped that book. Mm-hmm. So my shit wasn't even together. But guess what? When I sent them that final manuscript, it was already in edit with this editor. So I didn't even have that much work to do. It was like, mm-hmm. oh, shit. And I got paid by the publishing company for the audio. I got paid for all 4 books because I knew there was going to be 4 books in the series. I got paid ahead of time.
Yep.
So the book wasn't even completed. Only book 1 was completed. That's why I say just do the damn thing.
Yes.
Don't wait on nobody. I was telling so many people, well, my closest people in a sense, oh, I'm going to write a book. And, you know, they give you that look like, oh. Oh, okay. That'd be dope. Yeah, like that.
Because
be dope.
Everybody says they're gonna write a book.
Yeah, everybody say like, okay, that's good. You're gonna do okay. So when I dropped it, it was like, oh, for real? So we're gonna buy a copy, which they did. I will say a lot of people did support it in that way, but they didn't know. Once I realized 2 months later, I think I made $2,600. It was two fucking months later. I was like, $2,600? Oh shit. And I'm like, damn. And that's with Amazon taking their money, girl.
Yeah.
That's with Amazon taking their cut and everything. I'm just like, you can't make money writing.
And mind you, you didn't do no
promotion. No promotion. No freaking promotion at all. To this day, in November, it's going to be, November 2020 will be 2 years.
Yep.
Still no promotion. The only promotion I've done is little things I do on IG. And that's stuff that I create. I create on Canva, just a quick little side note for people that's out there trying to promote this. So I went on Canva, put the pictures together. And by then, because when I write my books, every character have pictures. I use royalty stock photos or I pay the individual that I want on my book, which all my books have a person that nobody's used except for book 3 and 4. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just, I went on stock Adobe.
Okay.
And that is royalty free photos.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I did with that. But other than that, it's like no promotion. That's what we're talking about. Drive. Like I didn't wait on somebody to fucking tell me how to freaking become an author.
No, because even if they did, if you didn't have that drive within you to go out and actually do the work, then you still wouldn't have books out right now.
No.
You know, because it's all about what you do and what you take from it and you actually do. Because, I mean, hey, you could have gave me all that stuff and I still could have been like, okay, I'll check it out whenever, you know.
But you didn't do that. Your Instagram was popping. You guys, I show her just a quick layout of my author, Danya Marie, IG. I say, it don't have to look like this, but look how I broke these photos up. It need to look clean. It need to look cut. Like, because when people look at your page, they see the reflection of all 6, I think you see the first 9 squares. I don't know what you see, but whatever you see on there, I needed them to see that, damn, her page is pretty or it's ugly. It needs to be something that stands out. I told her that, I think 6 hours later. I don't even think it was 6 hours later.
I don't even think it was 6 hours later. It had to be as we was on the phone. She sent me it. I'm over here midnight, still over here cropping photos, trying to put things together, trying to figure it out. Like, what's the best way to promote my product? So when I do invite people to like my page, they are instantly like, you know, you trust me as your supplier. You trust me as, hey, I want to buy from this brand because they look legit. Not because they look like any other Instagram page. And that's really what the goal was. And I really just, I want to set myself apart from other people who do the same thing. Because honestly, when you are running a business, most of the time we're not innovative. We're the same exact as other people, what they're selling. But we want people to feel like, hey, I need to buy from her. Because that shit look good as hell. And that's what I want to buy from. Not be, you know, that's just really what the goal is. And really when you see your drive, like, you know, my point is, I want my kids to be able to take over at one point in their lives and their kids. And, you know, I want it to be generational, not just, oh, but I made it and now no one else made it. Like, if I make it, I want my entire team, my entire family. I want everyone involved. And that's why I work so hard because, you know, life is short. And if you sit here and you wait 10, 15 years down the line, and you just had this idea, you know, that idea is just going to be what it is.
And it's an idea. Regret.
It's a regret because we're getting older. We don't always have time. Like, the energy I have now, I might not have at 40 to be hustling, staying up all night, trying to put a business plan together. We don't always have that. And tomorrow's not promised. So I'd rather be the person that did something with that drive that was burning inside of me, that little fire that they say that burns inside of you. I'd rather use that and fuel me to fuel into my business or fuel into that project, fuel into that book, whatever it is that drives you, you need to go for it.
Oh my gosh.
Always go for it, because it's like, you know, we don't want to live life with regrets. And we always hear about people who said, man, I regret not taking that trip. I regret not doing that
thing. Look at COVID-19. We stuck at home.
Yes.
But you know what? With COVID-19, like I said, God forbid, hopefully everybody's healthy and good. You're not one of those people that, oh, shoot, I just lost the uncle, or I lost a friend, or I lost to COVID, besides, you know, natural causes. Because honestly, this is a good time to, A, slow down, because maybe you were a workaholic for it and you wasn't spending time with your husband, your wife, your kids, or even having that alone time. And that's okay. So don't let the world make you feel like, oh, I need to be working extra hard. No, you don't. Mm-mm. However, if you were at a point where you didn't have enough time because you was always working for the whoever, and now you're trying to start your side business, this is it. This is a prime time. And it's that time, that innovation. Take what other people are doing and recreate your own path. Like even with me, with my books, I can say this now. I don't mind sharing this information, but I'm doing something different with my books. Like, yeah, my books, they're physically there. Then you got the audiobook. But I have a whole nother thing coming with my books that I'm so freaking hyped about. People aren't going to know how to take this in October. Because you know what? I don't see a lot of I don't see not one African-American doing this, actually. As of now, as an independent author. And I don't mind even if it was. But for I don't like looking like I'm taking from other people. Like, I want to make it my own. And I seen somebody do something that I was thinking about doing, actually. But she didn't do it all the way to the way I want to do it. I said, oh, hell no. Let me get my shit together. Because I don't ever want her to think, oh, shoot, here go Diane Marie. She didn't even think of what I got going on right now. She just kind of, it looked like she's creeping in, but she has no clue. And I'm like, no, I cannot wait any longer. I got to do this. So now I got my people working on it. But in October, when I say I'm going to drop it, they're going to be so shocked that I cannot freaking wait. And I'm just so hyped. And another thing with business too, I think it's important to have a business that could work when you sleep too. You know, because you don't want to work 20 fucking 4 hours, like every day, all day. You don't even have, you can't even afford to take a week off with your family or your friends because you got to keep fueling this business. I get it. But when you could find that thing that will sell overnight while you sleep, that's why I tell people, if you could find passive income, residual income, certain things that'll keep freaking rolling. Like if you're in your 20s and your 30s, go now, just hitting our 30s is like, oh, shoot. You know, like this is real. We're getting a little bit older. But what are we doing to make sure we and those kids and our friends and family, like just people in your circle are going to be okay? Because you don't want to be the only one provided for them neither. That's why you try to put your folks on.
And like you kind of hinted to earlier, you know, maybe when you had that idea, you could have been the first one to put it out. So sometimes we sleep on ideas and, you know, the world is constantly evolving. People are coming up with new ideas. And sometimes those ideas that you had in your mind, you could have took off first, but because we sitting here waiting on this, we waiting on that. But has she, you know, sometimes if you would have took that jump first, you could have been the one that started it. Even though you're going to take it and you're going to take it to another level. It's going to be completely different.
It's going to get shut down.
It's going to be different.
It's going to be so, so different. She's going to be so, they going to be so shocked because, but I hope that opens a door for other people too. Like, I'm no hater by a long shot. And I think that's another thing. As far as business owners or friends and family, don't hate on people. Help people come up too.
Exactly. If you hating, then you should have came up with your own. That's how I feel about it. Because it's just like, it's too many things out there that you could either invest in, work on, you know, start on. But we just so scared sometimes. Like we just have, we let that fear. And sometimes you just gotta look, just live your life, man. Just go out there and attack it. Head on first, and I'm telling you, it's always worth it. And it's not always great. Like, I know even for me, when I'm testing my products, not everything worked out, you know, like especially not on the first time. First time I had to do 2, 3, 4, 5 batches, and it's not cheap. When you testing materials and you testing this product and you trying to try this, and then you gotta, you know, invite people to come and try your stuff to see how they gonna like it and stuff. It's not cheap. It can be very discouraging because then you don't feel the support head on. I mean, sometimes it's not really gonna be an easy road. It's always going to be a hard road at first. Like you don't just start today and tomorrow you a millionaire.
Because that's what most people want. You want the instant gratification. Yes. Me.
I did too. Yeah. I did too. I was shocked. I was like, what do you mean you don't like this? This is the best thing. And they're just looking like, oh,
not really.
No, I don't care about this. And it's just like your feelings kind of get a little hurt sometimes because...
Take constructive... Yes!
Because, you got to take that constructive criticism for sure. And I know for me, early on, it's always been something that I struggle with. Someone say something negative, I'm already took it to the heart. And I think as you start to get into the business world or even writing, I know sometimes you've had some issues with some things that people have said about your book and you looking like, hell no.
You see how I called you. You see how I called you that day, you guys? That book one I told you about, this girl, she had nerves. Well, first of all, this girl that had the negative comment, she is now my editor, you guys. As crazy as it is, she is now my editor. And not only is she my editor, I trust her. Like, I trust her to the T. But she left me this lengthy message. A review. Just to sum it up, she said, not only was my book not good enough, she thought the book, the concept was great. Mm-hmm. The concept was great. The problem she had was, why is Sean 6'3 and Chelsea, which is supposed to be the girlfriend or whatever, why is she, what was she like? Maybe 5'3". And I must have said something that she comes to his stomach or his chest. I really don't know. But she said the height, it didn't make sense, the body composition. What? Who the hell is thinking about how tall a man and how short the woman is and why is her face on his belly or his chest? But she went into so much detail. Or why would there be a performance at this award show? It doesn't make sense. It's just too much going on. I mean, she says so much stuff or how some things that make sense. But even with all the negativity that she said with the review, I decided to write her on Goodreads. And I done went to Dorothy. I'm like, she done sent me this long review saying how bad my book is. It's good, but it's not good and blah, blah, blah. All this stuff that needed to be fixed. I mean, I was going off. But it wasn't like my feelings were so hurt. I just hated that she put so much heart into this review on Amazon because everybody's going to read this review. Not to mention, boy, 2-3 days later, so many people like that damn review. Everybody liking this review, like, okay, we can understand. I was like, damn, that's how y'all doing me? Like, everybody liking the damn review. Like, they agreeing and shit. So I said, you know what? Let me find her on Goodreads. People that are big readers. I didn't know nothing about Goodreads until I became an author, too. See, that's what I'm saying. These are things I didn't know. I did like reading those black sex books like Zane and stuff. Zane, Eric Jerome Dickey, and blah, blah, blah. But I didn't know about Goodreads. So I realized if you're an avid reader, and the way she left that review, I knew she was an avid reader. I went on Goodreads and she had a little profile. I nicely sent her a message and told her, hey, you gave me this detailed, thorough review. And she happened to tell me some good things on how I could fix it. How can you actually help me now outside of Amazon? I tell Dorothy this. Matter of fact, I remember this day when I was writing her. I was at work on the phone with you.
Yep. And I was looking like, is it really that serious, girl? Not everybody gonna like the book. There's gonna be some people who don't like it. It's all right. Because I'm thinking, Donna about to call this girl and call her all kinds of names. Like, how dare you leave this damn review?
I felt like that a little bit. I was
she was mad as hell, y'all. I thought she was about to come through the phone. I was like, Lord, it was this don't make no 50-50. Sense.
I was just like, damn. So I messaged her. I maybe think maybe a week, not even a week. Shit, I'm lying. No, I think it was a day later.
I was about to say it was a day.
Yeah, a day later she replied back. But let me tell you how smooth she is. Let me tell you about the hustle mentality, about drive. Not only did she leave me a lengthy message, but guess what I found out? She's a fucking editor. Duh. So of course she gave me these lengthy ass review. Because now, not only did I reach out to her, now she over here trying to sell me her damn product, her service. And I'm like, slick move. But I knew she knew enough. Like the way she left the review and gave me a lot of pointers, I knew she knew her shit. So next thing you know, that same day, me and her have a whole consult, girl. We have like an hour free consultation that's only supposed to be 15 minutes. And we just talking it and we just vibing. So I liked her so much and I liked what she was saying I needed to do. She said, I'm going to edit. And her prices were good as hell. I said, shit, I'm a new author. But guess what? By now it's 2 months into it and I was getting paid by Amazon. And I was finna get my first check through Amazon because you kind of got to put it in time in a hole. Like you get paid every 30 days at the end of the month. However, you get paid like every 60 days though. You get what I'm saying?
It's like for the previous.
The previous month, yeah. So by now, I'm about to get my first check. My first check, it was probably, I think it was $584. If I'm not going to say, I think it was $584. I was like, damn, that ain't much, but that's going to be how much it costs for my edit. Let me invest into this. Let me go back and invest back in my book. So, oh, nope, I'm lying. She wasn't even going to edit first book. She was editing. She was going to edit my second book. Mm-hmm. Because at this point, I was already on book two.
Yeah.
Writing. That's what happened. So she went in there. Man, she did this story development. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know books have development sessions. Mm-hmm. When I think of editing, I just think you just need to edit a book mm-hmm. after you're done.
Making sure the grammar
that's makes it. Sense. Nope. It's so much more. Yeah. So either way, she sold her services to me, damn it, after she done left me a review. But you guys, I did not let, it hurt my feelings, kinda. But I didn't let that deter me, because if she did not go and edit book two, because book two, guess what? Everybody liked the book two. Mm-hmm. I think out of book two, I think I have at least a 97% all five rate. That's a good five. That's a good mm-hmm. rating. And not only that, so while she edited that, she went back and edited my book one. Mm-hmm. So those are the things, but I could afford it for real at this point, because the following month I'm getting the money from book two. Book two was selling like crazy. So when book two oversold, book one oversold. Exactly. So every time I drop a book, it's like they're going back to book to the other series. Like, it was just that major.
Exactly.
I didn't let that stunt my growth. Like, I listened to her. And because a lot of people said the same shit she said, her story wasn't fleshed out. What the hell fleshed out mean? Mm-hmm. I've never heard of this word before, but all these people, I see y'all damn book readers, y'all done came up with these new slang. Mm-hmm. But now I understood, and now I understand fleshed out. Yeah. I understand character development. I understand, dang, does this make sense in reality?
Exactly. And that's what you need, too. I mean, those criticisms along the line, whether it's in life, and there's constructive criticism, and there's people that's just going to criticize just because of who you are. And sometimes you just got to know what the difference is. But when you have that good constructive criticism, that really is what's going to take you to the top. Yeah. Because had you not had that review, and you have really just reached out and said, hey, what do I need to do better for this book? Maybe you wouldn't have been where you are mm-hmm. with your books now, because you wouldn't have realized what they were talking about. So it's really good that you actually took that and you really took it and to it another took, level.
Yeah, that's success. And to me, this ain't even nowhere near success. To me. You know, my success is like, damn it, I just got to be the richest. Well, not even the richest. Like, wealth is big to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's so good to have the right people in your circle mm-hmm. because you learn so much.
Yeah, you do.
You learn so much. And that's another thing, like drive. And drive is not even just about business.
No.
Drive is getting back in shape, being healthy. So mm-hmm. My whole family have diabetes, so I need to make sure I work out. Or my whole family have blood pressure issues or whatever. I mean, drive mm-hmm. is anything that you want.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, not everybody has that entrepreneur, you know, mindset. I know I didn't at one point. And I know prior to that, my drive was, hey, let me move up in the company. Like, you know, I'm going to work my butt off. I'm going to do great on every single review. I'm going to come to work on time. I'm going to make sure I'm the best of the best. So when they think about promoting someone, I'm the first one. But like you said, it might be, hey, I just want to eat consistently healthier as a family. So what's going to drive me is, hey, you know what? Maybe my mother has diabetes and I just want to make sure that our family's healthier. Or, hey, maybe we are slightly obese and that we need to lose more weight just so that we can go to the park and play with our kids and run around with them. You know, it's just the little things. And I think sometimes people try not to give credit to people who do the little things, but the little things matter, because the things that you do little by little, those things add up to the overall thing in life. And the thing is, in life, we all have different, you know, definitions of success. Success isn't always wealth. It isn't always about having the biggest house, the nicest cars. I mean, sometimes success is just being able to run down the street. You know, sometimes success is just being able to ride the bike around the neighborhood. So, and you know, success could be just getting up out the bed this morning to make it to work and not be depressed. Like, those little things really do go a long way. And I just hope that, you know, as people listen and they understand, like, it's not always about the big things. We can cheer on for the little things. You know, look at us. Like, when we first started in the pandemic, you know, I'm not a runner. I know Donna was more of a runner than I was, but I hated running. You know, give me some weights all day. I'll lift some weights. I'll throw them around. But running ain't for me. And I remember when the pandemic started, the gyms closed down and we were like, damn, what are we gonna do? And I remember we got together and we just decided, hey, every day, at first it was lunchtime. Hey, during my lunchtime, we're just gonna get together, knock out a quick 45 minutes to an hour, and we're gonna knock out this workout. And I remember we started running. My husband started motivating us to run. And I remember first time we did, like a 400 meter run.
It was 400, but he wanted us to do, did he make us do half a mile at first?
Yes.
Because the thing is, me and Dorothy had already started running, but we weren't running no half a mile. Mm-mm. Straight, hell no. We just doing 400 meter, take a quick break, another 400 mm-hmm. meter. Whatever it was, we were breaking it down.
Yes.
He come out there, had nerves to tell us what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we know what the hell we can do. We've been working out every day. We cannot go half a mile. Mm-hmm. Do not even come here. And then there's this thing these Marine people like, because he was in the Marines.
Yes.
Talking about, we're going to do, what the hell is that run called?
Oh, it was an Indian run.
I'm like, Indian run? By the time we hit the corner, I was like, oh, shoot. Indian run is where maybe there's four people in a line, but it could be way longer. Mm-hmm. You got four people in a single file line,
yep.
And you all are running. So somebody from the very back is going to run to the front. When they make it to the very front, the next person in the back makes it to the front. So it's like you're just going in this order. And mind you, depending on the pace this person in the front is going, you in damn trouble. Mm-hmm. And I want to say he started the damn run at first.
He
I was
sure
like, what the hell?
Did. It was so rough. I remember after that, we was just like, we done. Yeah. Ain't no way. And I remember he was like, oh, no, I'm telling y'all could do a mile. And we was like, no, we can't do no mile. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you. And the thing is also, once we start running, I realized I had bad shin splits. And I also needed special insoles in my shoes. So, also, the neighborhood we were running in was very hilly.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like just a, hey, we're running around the track. We were running around the neighborhood, hills, up, you know, uphill, downhill, all around the place. And it's just crazy, like, how now we are able to run the mile straight.
Yep.
You know?
And under 12 minutes, as a matter of fact. Somewhere between 10 minutes and some change.
Yeah.
That's where we're at with the mile.
Yeah. And I want to say, even when we were running the half a mile at one point, we was probably close to about six, seven minutes. It was.
And it just kept going down.
It was that consistency. And then after a while, you know, we just had that drive in us. Like, we wanted to run that mile consistently. And now I feel like we could push it even more. Like, hey, maybe we should add a mile and a half and see where we go from there. And it's just like, you know, it's the little things. I know sometimes my husband's like, oh, no, just because you made it to there, you know, y'all shouldn't be celebrating that. But hell, damn it.
We celebrate it all.
I'm celebrating because I made it, you know.
Yeah.
And not everybody can go out and run a mile. Mm-hmm. I know we couldn't in the beginning. And it might sound like something so stupid. Oh, 1 mile. But the thing is, that 1 mile was kicking our motherfucking ass.
It was. And you know what's so crazy? It don't matter how slim or big you are. It's like, damn.
And we work out.
We work out. And that's the thing. Like, it wasn't like we weren't people that worked out. But you know what? Just because you could lift weights and do all that don't mean you could run.
Exactly.
Just because you could run don't mean you could lift weights.
Exactly.
And now I think we're well-rounded.
We are extremely well-rounded. Yeah. And I mean, now with the punching bag.
Oh, my God.
Like, we're just doing so many different. And then we implemented, you know, biking. Even the biking.
Oh, the biking was the worst. I couldn't even make it. Again, we work out people. When I go next, I'd rather run a fucking mile before I hit the bike. The bike? What?
The bike
trying to go up
rough.
The bike? Going up the hill with a bike?
And the thing is, as kids, we rode bikes all day
long. It did not hurt.
So that's why when I got my bike, I'm like, this is going to be so easy.
Then we mentioned the vagina started hurting when you sit on the bike. I was like, damn.
Our stuff was sore. I want to say for at least a month until my stuff, I don't know what happened, it didn't adjust it. We didn't change the seat or anything, but somehow we didn't adjust it to the damn seat. We riding around the whole damn neighborhood. Girl, half the time we start riding and Donna like, we gonna stop here or we gonna keep going? And I'm like, God damn, I thought we was just doing one lap. Nope,
we gonna
just
keep going. Yeah.
After a while, that shit just felt so good. It was like, damn.
Workout feels good in general.
It does.
Be mad as hell, but we love it too. It's to the point her neighbors started like, damn.
They know. Everybody knows us.
Like, everybody already know. At this point, when we work out in the mornings, I'm almost for sure. Matter of fact, everybody that ride by, I always see they look our way.
Yes.
Like,
they do.
They don't even have to look our way to see into. And mind you, she lives, you got to look up the driveway, and it's a very steep driveway. I always see somebody looking to their left every goddamn time.
They seen on the way to work to see what we doing. Because most of the time it's like, hey, we didn't see you out there. Mm-hmm. Actually, I just moved into this neighborhood. I remember a couple weeks later, we had a pool party. And people were like, hey, you know, where did you move into? And my house is directly behind the pool. And I said, oh, my house is right there. And literally everybody was like, oh, you the crazy girl running up and down the driveway with your friend.
Yes. And I said, up and down that driveway. Every morning, and that's what the hell brought speed. I think it gave us speed and that mile. Like I think that really mattered because if we gotta run straight, oh shit, we good.
Yeah,
we good if we run straight
up that hill, boy.
And it don't even hurt no more. Like you feel it, but it ain't.
Yeah, it was, ain't nothing major. It was so different, and it's just the fact that everybody who was like, "Damn, we need to join your boot camp up there," because we see y'all working hard. I mean, it's to the point where like we try to implement all types of workout because I really want to be well rounded, to the point where you know it ain't kicking my ass to try something new because I'm good at everything. Hell at this point. That's what I want to be at. You know? Right. Hey, you want me to run with you? I got you.
But Dorothy really helped me because I'm a sprinter. I will run all day. Just give me 100 meter or 200 meter. You heard that. Not no 400 meter. I'm not trying to run around the whole track. Yeah. But just 100, 200. It's always been like that when I was on a track team. Mm-hmm. So when we started running, I was like, girl, I can't do that. I could run, I could speed the first 400. Mm-hmm. But after that, I'm going to have to slow it down. So for a long time, probably a good 2 weeks, it took me about 2 weeks to really realize like I had to pace myself. Dorothy said it was all about pace. She would finish. She would usually finish her stuff. And she's like, pace is everything. Pace. I don't pace, Dorothy. I speed, and I'm done. I'm going to run from this mailbox to another 15 mailbox, and after that, I'm going to fast walk. Yeah, I'm just going to pace it and then get back to sprinting. Mm-hmm. But I later learned, damn, it's not a race.
Yeah.
Like, you need to pace yourself, and now we have gotten faster. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like, because after a while, you're like, what the hell am I still going at this pace? Mm-hmm. So it's okay, but that's the same thing about life. Pace yourself. You just can't fucking quit. Don't fucking quit. Mm-hmm. I can't say it enough.
Well, not just only quit. Don't rush it either.
Don't rush
sometimes
the process.
We quit to rush the process, and that's why we can't get to the end. Because now you burnt out because you done sprinted all the way to the mailbox, and now you burnt out here. You ain't got enough energy to get from point A to point B no
that's
more.
That's real.
So it's just like you really do, and I just feel like, you know, during the pandemic, I'm glad that we really took the time to really focus on our fitness, even though, you know, we were focused before, but it was just like, we really took the time to expand our capabilities. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, before I never rode my bike like that. You know, I got me a brand new bike because everybody else was riding their bike in the neighborhood.
You know, there was no more bikes in the store.
There's no more bikes, man. It was like you had to search and pay extra money just to get a bike during the pandemic. But, you know, I just feel so grateful that we were able to expand. We've gotten better. We've gotten faster. So it's just like, you know, you just got to use that little drive within you.
Yes.
Within everything that you do.
And nobody else is going to give you that drive.
Nobody.
We just argued about this the other day.
Yes.
You know, just being real, if you're waiting on your friend, your cousin, your husband, your wife, your neighbor, if you're waiting on that next person to start that next podcast, to go do your resume because you're trying to get this next position at work, or that person that's going to go out with you to go running because your doctor just told you you're diabetic, don't play those damn games. Stop waiting on people, man, because people might not mean harm. A lot of times they don't even have the drive within themselves, and it's no hard feelings. You got to remember, the same glasses I'm wearing, Dorothy ain't wearing those same glasses. Dorothy don't have that same passion for that thing that I see and that I feel that I can't sleep about because it's so stuck on my freaking mind.
Exactly.
You know, you just got to do your own thing and just allow God to drive you. Just allow God to give you that mental clarity. And sometimes he placed them right. Not sometimes. He always placed the right people in your life. It's like, you don't even realize it's going to be Johnny that's going to help you with something. Mm-hmm. He may not physically help you. It could be a simple little seed he plant in your ear. You'd be like, damn. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think of that. It's just those, like, just stop waiting on people because they don't mean harm. Some do, but a lot of them don't. They just don't know how. Like I said, it's so many things. Like, just like when I say, oh, I do acting. And that's another thing, you guys. Stop bothering acting people when you're talking about what job have you done. They've done did a lot of jobs because I feel like and this is kind of off topic in a sense, but not really. Because I know for me, for instance, like just the other day when I went to Tennessee, when I told, you know who I'm talking about, I'm not going to call them out. But she was like, you're going to go out of town to, you're going to go out of town. What kind of show is this? They don't even know that this is a show that's on Discovery. That's on Discovery ID. That's about to come out. But I never gave her the name of the show.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like you ask these questions. Like, if somebody say they working on something, let them work on it. Because as an actor, actress, whatever, it doesn't mean you're working every day. Every fucking audition you got, that is fucking, that's working.
That is work.
Like, people don't realize. It's just like you an author or you working on your own personal business. They thinking, oh, because Dorothy is working on XYZ, that's not enough. Or she's online Googling this. All of that is work. Like, don't. That. The same way you don't want people to negate things that you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't sit here and think what the other person is doing is not enough.
Exactly.
Because you don't know.
Just because they're not on the next big show.
Yeah.
But you don't know. That could have put them. You simply gone to Tennessee. You could have met someone on set that could have put you on the
that
right
same
thing.
Director that's on that set might be like, damn. Mm-hmm. Because I made sure we had it. We still had a good time. You know what? I think we Danya would be a good fit for this. People don't realize that with acting, a lot of times it's just word of mouth.
Exactly. I think that's almost with anything. It's not just acting. Even in the industry, like I've seen it where I'm like, hey, how did you get this job? And it's like, oh yeah, you know, word of mouth. Like so-and-so said y'all were hiring, and I was just like, all right, let me apply. And you know, so-and-so happened to be the hiring director.
Yep. And be good to people. Be good to people.
Always be good to people, because you never know when you're gonna cross paths again.
All the damn time. I didn't tell you this. Let me tell you the funny thing about that. So with my books, girl, this girl submitted something. She wasn't mean to me or nothing like that, but she always was, oh, Miss Goody Two Shoes, or whatever. And it's crazy because every time I would go for an audition, she would, can we kind of favor?
Yeah.
So you tend to see a lot of the same people you audition with. I don't know why she always thought she was better, but I don't feel like she only acted like that with me. It was always just that.
Yeah, it's
you could tell.
Competitive.
Yeah. So she sent something for my damn audiobook.
Mm.
Yeah, because you know, with actors, a lot of them do voice acting too.
Yes.
So, girl, she didn't even make it that far, my thing. And the thing about it is, Tantor Audio, which is a publishing company that signed me, that picked up my books, they were going to get paid the highest amount. Mm. So whatever the agent would have came for the most part, she would have got it fully paid.
Yeah.
Guess what? She didn't get that damn job. I thought that was so freaking ironic, because I'm like, she don't even know. Like, I knew, like, when, because they send their little profile, whatever. And Ashley's the girl that I talked to at Tantor. You know, she's just sitting here like, well, what you think of so and so? What you think? Everybody she names, I'm already looking up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing what I like, what I don't like. I go back and listen to their samples. And when I know, I said, no. I said, that ain't even happening.
Exactly.
And she even has sent this little thing of how great she would be for this and that. Like, uh-uh. Because before I knew I was going to pick up, before I knew I was going to have this audio deal, I had already started putting things out on ACX, which is a platform.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just so many things. But I was just like, uh-uh. She's definitely not going to make a cut. And you know what's so crazy?
Mm-hmm.
She sound great.
Wow.
She would have been fucking, I know she would have been great. Mm-hmm. She has a lot of credits. Like, I know her shit would have been top notch. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, but based on the way
she acted, yeah, I was like, oh no.
You got to keep it moving sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's how it happens. Like,
be good to people, man.
Always be good to people. And that's what I always say too. Because it's just like, it's too much in this life to just be rude to people. One, you don't know what people are going through. They could have been just went through a, you know, nasty breakup. They could have lost a child. Lost a parent.
Yep.
Anything could have happened. Lost their job and they just having a rough day. And it's just like, come on now. Like, just be nice. Like, why is it so hard to be kind with people? Like, it's just, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like in America, we're just selfish.
Because we stuck on our, well, it's all about our own success.
Our own success, our own needs, our own wants, that we are too stuck up our asses to care about what anybody else is going
through.
That's
just how it is, man. You know? This ain't, or who you know. It's always about who the fuck you know.
It don't matter what industry you're
in. But no, but what I mean by that is, Sarah ain't gonna fuck with you because she don't feel like you know the right amount of people. People will play you to the left. You gotta know who you keeping in your circle for real too.
Yeah.
Cause that's how I feel. Cause I'm telling you, a lot of people doubt, I'm not gonna say they doubted me, but with that writing, nobody took it serious. I'm telling you that some of the people that was cool with me, that's why with my circle for real, I remember back in high school, it's like I ran with a pack of
because
15,
that's what
20.
You learn.
Yeah, 15
you want
to 20.
That big crew.
Yeah, you want that big crew. Nobody's gonna mess with us. And and that's how it was. Then college come, you still got a somewhat crew, but it ain't like that. But now where I'm at is like when it comes to my writing, my acting, or when the kids are auditioning, or when I'm editing somebody's audition, like all this stuff that goes on. Honestly, between Dorothy and Kelly, Kelly's my, well, it's my best friend. And if y'all don't know, Dorothy's my cousin. But if it ain't between you two and my other best friend, Annie and Tiffany, like, I'll bounce things off. But it's really you and Kelly that I'm confiding in all the way. The other people that I would talk to a little bit, they are in my circle, but they don't know me like that. Like, that drive, that thing that I'm fueling here on this podcast, like, really speaking to you guys, this is me all the time. It was Dorothy telling me she down about something. Dorothy just complained the other day, matter of fact. She complained. When she complained, she told, I'm not getting these same vibes. Like, they don't want, like, I'm bouncing this information off and they're not giving me the same vibe. I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? What are you waiting on? Like, this is how that filled up on this podcast.
Yeah.
She's talking about, I mean, it was like her feelings was hurt. I'm like, the hell you mean?
My feelings was hurt. Because it's like, you know what? When you really sitting down and you trying to explain to people what you're trying to do, you know, you want them to be as passionate about it like you are. And you want them to be as excited about it and ready to put in the work and really, like, you know, put that foot out there and really just help you take off. And sometimes when you really feel like you're doing all those things and other people ain't reciprocating those feelings, you know, my feelings was definitely hurt. And then really I had to sit back and think, like, first of all, I haven't fully released my stuff. You know, I just now got my Instagram page fixed. I just got a logo. I officially got a name. You know, I have everything in place now. You know, I just got my shipping items where now I can ship out to the masses, which is awesome. So now I can go on Instagram and really promote and have people come to my page. But it's just sometimes, you know, we get in our feelings. And like I said, it's that instant gratification. I wanted instant gratification. I wanted people to
feel the same people you want that passion for from. It's going to be the same people that's looking for that handout when things blow up for you in the next few months. Because because I'm not even doubting this.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm telling you, they're going to be looking like, damn, Dorothy, we the one that helped. What the hell you help with?
You ain't helped with nothing.
You know, like, talking about stuff, that's cool. But sometimes it's just really showing people that you feel where they're coming from. And but it's okay. I'm not even mad that they didn't feel you all the way like that. Because, again, it's not even their dream.
It wasn't their dream. And I know when, you know, honestly, everybody that was there when I first came out with my idea, you know, hyping me up, like, yes, you know, this is going to be awesome, this and that. And then to see, like, damn, I actually did it. Because I'm guessing most of the time, people are used to people just saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I just woke up the next day and I was like, oh, yeah, I already ordered X, Y, and Z. I'm about to start this and do that. And they was just looking like, wait, what? You did what? And I was just like, yeah, you know, I already got it. Look at my boxes. This is what I'm thinking about packaging. And everybody looking like, packaging? Like, what the hell?
Listen, I didn't even realize, and I know a lot about business, but to see somebody be able to just get all this packaging. Like, when I say packaging, like she had legit packaging. I said, what the hell? So this is how they do it in the stores? Or not in the stores, but in the warehouse? And I mean, it literally seemed like it was warehouse type of work. Like, she legit had everything, all the, her products are gonna be so dope. I just can't wait to share it with you guys. Like, when I say dope as fuck, like, it's dope. You guys, I don't curse this much, I swear. But when I get so hyped and excited for somebody.
We get so hyped. I wish y'all could see how we be at on the phone. Like, when we hype about an idea, boy, we be going. And I know my kids be looking at me like, what is wrong with mom?
And people don't understand. That's why I said, again, the circle that you keep, because anybody that's doing something, and again, not just entrepreneurs, I can't say that enough, but anybody that maybe they finally got their resume for that next position that they're trying to get, they hyped as hell. They hyped, they're like, shit, I know I gotta get this job. Like, did you see what this skill set say? They don't even, like, it's stuff like that that got you hyped. So it's like, when you're hyped like this, don't forget to reciprocate and let your friend or family know, like, damn, you doing the thing. Like, you know, sometimes just give them that reassurance. And if you do see something they can do better, if you're not a negative person, then they'll know you really mean positive.
Yeah, come from the heart. You know, don't just discourage and make the person want to just stop doing what they're doing. But like you said, you got to be able to hype up the people in your circle.
That's what I want. If you can't hype me up, I don't even want to be your friend. Exactly. Like, is that damn serious?
No, you really got to hype people up, because sometimes, you know, it's really, one, it's hard to really take off. And then when you really finally there and you really, like I said, you want instant gratification and you're not getting it, you need somebody that's going to really push you and say, no, keep going, keep going. I see your vision. You know what? Keep pushing. It's going to go far. And you need that, because sometimes we get discouraged so easily. So easily. And I know I'm guilty of it too sometimes. But you know what? You got to push through. You got to remember why you started in the first place.
Yep.
And then from there, you really just have to take it to another level and keep pushing. Because at the end of the day, failure is not an option. Hell and that's no. what you got to remember. At the end of the day, failure is not an option. And we're going to push through and make it. So that's where I'm kind of going with everything. And I'm just going to keep pushing.
I'm just hoping this was a good word for somebody. I don't care if we didn't touch everybody. Just somebody. Just don't give up. Today isn't the day. You give up when you under that dirt. That's what you do. Like when you just have no more breath. Or if it's that family member that you're looking to have reconcile things on, okay, start working on it. Maybe it's you.
Yeah, and you while that fire is still burning inside of you.
Because that fire do die out. If you don't fuel it, there's nothing else to keep pushing it.
Yeah, keep fueling that fire, and you're going to get to what, you know, that promotion that you want, that new car that you want, you know?
But they can't be scared to let go and try new things neither.
Yeah, yeah, because sometimes things do fail. And sometimes, you know what? You might have thought you had a great idea and it doesn't work out. And it's okay.
Then what do you do?
You move on.
You move on.
Move on to the next one.
Which is why, too, it's good not to tell the whole world what you're trying to do. Because, you know, the minute you fall short, it's just like you tell somebody about that audition. And you know you did fucking good, but you didn't get the audition. And guess what that next person gonna say 2 months later? Hey, did you ever hear back about the audition? You know that don't feel good. That don't feel good.
Now you gotta explain how you ain't get the job.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good.
And then they gonna be like, damn, she always auditioning. Never get no job. Never get nothing. So now it's just like, oh my God. And you don't realize. Always got a new side hustle.
A million. Oh yeah, that too. So, oh, the ones that always have a new business. So today I'm doing XYZ, then tomorrow I'm going to do ABC, then I'm going to do, what's the last letters? FGHIJK. Y'all get the drift. But yeah, so, you know, some things ain't meant to be shared with the world, but you just got to take your time.
Yeah.
Take your time, think about it, and don't get discouraged if you're one of those that have invested in those pyramid work. What is it?
The pyramid schemes.
I mean, and for some people it does work. You know, like I don't really get the whole thing, but some people are successful in it. But it's okay. But just because it didn't work for A, B, and C, think of something different outside the pyramid. Because sometimes that shit, that thing you got inside of you, everybody to me have a tool that they can make money with though. Yeah, like I really believe it. Like I always tell my sister. And another close friend of mine, they both have this thing for design. Like, first of all, they can go to Dollar General and redecorate your whole home, and it's going to look like a book out of IKEA. I mean, it's going to look like a model out of IKEA book. Like, seriously, like, they just that good. Yeah. Go and change out tiles like nothing ever happened. I'm like, damn, they're just that good. It don't matter how much I tell them, oh, y'all ought to post a few of those things on IG or maybe make a YouTube thing because it'll inspire people. It makes a difference. Nope, they haven't did none of that. But I know for me, I believe it could be a million dollar thing for them because they really have it. But everybody's not willing to do that. Some people are good at speaking. Or matter of fact, maybe you're good with accounting. If you're an accountant, you can go get a job. Okay, you can work for the man or the maybe woman, maybe. Yeah, you can work for that person. But dang, I'm not making enough money. So I'm an accountant. I'm making money, but maybe I need to pay off my school debt. Listen. Not only can I go make a book that people might buy, but if you don't believe in that, start just coming out with a podcast and you're just giving little information. It could be 15-minute tidbits on things that you know. Them same information is on Google anyway.
Yeah.
But some people may not really listen. Exactly. Look at Google. Just make your little podcast. You don't have the stuff for podcasts. Okay. Use your phone. Put it on a tripod. Put it on something. Make you that video about. I mean, there's just ways you can find.
Or you could, on the side, do taxes during tax season. Just do whatever you do. And now you'd have made. I know accountants that made more money through tax season than they did as an accountant.
Yep.
And there's
because plenty. Working for people is hard to really make an abundance of more things because
you cap. You cap out. I'm capped at my salary. I can't make no more or no less. That's my salary. That's it. But, you know, when you're working for yourself, you pretty much decide how much money you're going to make. If you're going to put in the work, you're going to make more money. If you're just going to sit around and hope that other people going to do it for you, then you ain't going to really make no money. It's really about, like we've been saying, it's just that drive that is in you and what you want to do with it. And really, we just hope that we inspire people who are listening to really just take that little drive that's in them and just keep fueling it to get to the point of what you want to do. It doesn't matter what it is, just whatever inspires you, just do it. Just go out and do it today with just no regrets.
Yes, with no regret, because you never can fail. You only fail when you haven't tried. Mm-hmm. Until you try it, I don't want to hear nothing about it.
And I don't even feel like that's failure, because it's the end of the day, it's a lesson. You tried it. Like, you went and you at least took a step. Like, even if my business was supposed to be released and, you know, nobody cares about it, at least I went out and I'm telling you, I went and made my shit legit. This shit looks good. This is like, you know, this is the bomb. Like, I did this. And mind you, I don't you know, I'm not creative. I don't think I'm a creative person. I don't think I'm one of those people who come up with new and innovative ideas. But the fact that I was able to really lose sleep, like in the middle of the night, testing stuff and putting things together on Amazon, looking up packaging on Etsy, trying to do stuff with this thing and that thing. And it's just like, you know, honestly, you don't realize what you're capable of until you actually go and do it. And I really just think it's just, I don't know, that to me, that has been the most surprising thing that's during this whole thing. It's just like, wow, like, I'm actually pretty good at this. Yep. Like, maybe I am creative and I just ain't been giving myself credit.
You don't give yourself credit because you don't know what you can do until you do it.
Yeah, and I just feel like there's a lot of people who says, well, I can't do this. Well, you know what? Us saying I can't is what's making us not do it. You know, you already done told your brain there's a barrier there. And the thing is, we don't give our brain enough credit.
We don't.
When you tell yourself you can do it, I'm telling you. You know, all them times we run in that lap, and at first I would be like, you know what, I'm gonna keep running till I make it to this spot, and then
always waiting on chips. I'm like, Dorothy, we not gonna stop.
And then after that, it was just like, I kept telling my brain, I ain't stopping there today. Okay, we go make it 2 more mailboxes before we stop. Okay,
and then we still passed those 2 mailboxes.
And
then
we still kept going. I said, yes, okay, brain, we go make it to the house. And I'm telling you,
we need to make a video for these people.
We made it to the house. And it's just like my legs are hurting. I got shin splits. My legs feel like they can't go anymore. But my brain kept moving and said, nah, I want to keep going until we make it back to the house.
Yeah.
And that's the way that you got to make it, through pain and all, through suffering, through everything.
Because you're going to thank yourself later. That's how you build self-confidence too, man. You think self-confidence just come because you think you look pretty in a face? Mm-hmm. It don't even matter how pretty you feel. Mm-hmm. Because even for me, I feel very confident in my skin.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, if I don't do this and do that for me, I don't feel good no more.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like, I don't want to keep living for nobody else. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm basically trying to say. It's not about everybody, man. It's about you. Take this moment. Hell, I'm telling you to go out and be selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely don't put family and kids behind, but you get my drift.
You could be selfish
for a minute and put you first. You know what? You're always getting those kids ready for school. You know what? I'm always trying to be good to my best friend and help with this. Or I'm always letting so-and-so borrow money. I'm always doing all this stuff. God darn it. All right. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep doing that? That's your prerogative. But for once, can you just put me first, myself first? Do that. Do what it is that you wanted to do, because I'm telling you, whoever you're doing everything for, are you really worried about, that's going to look at you at whatever you're doing, they're going to keep living.
Yeah.
Whether they happy, depressed, they're going to keep living. But what do you have to show later for you?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't about showing your kids too, because guess what? Them kids going to get older.
Exactly.
They're going to
they move on too. They're going to leave you and not even worry what the hell you worried about.
Nope.
I mean, and when we saying be selfish too, it's not saying be selfish for a long period of time. Like, sometimes what I would do is I would dedicate, hey, the kids done went to bed. Now I'm about to, for this hour straight, all I'm going to do is focus on my business and what I want to do. Or it could be, all right, kids, I'm going to take y'all here for a couple hours. Those 2-3 hours while you're with grandma or whomever, I'm going to take those hours and focus on product testing.
Yeah.
And it's just about just designating that time, because as parents, or especially as single mothers and stuff like that, it's really hard to selfish sometimes. Like, you know, the kids
feel
especially
guilty.
They make you feel so guilty. They not like us when we was kids. My parents barely spent any time with us, but if I don't spend no time with my kids, boy, they'll call you out in a heartbeat. Like, well, mommy, you always busy. Mommy, you always on the phone. Oh, you always working on your business. It don't matter what
it is. Not to mention when COVID hit, then you were over here, you're being this teacher, this tutor, this babysitter, even though there's no such thing as babysitting your kids, but let's be real.
Yeah.
Your life stopped. Your life stopped, and you probably wanted to go back to work.
Exactly.
You know, like, oh shoot, reality hit. But you know what? Taking the things that feel negative or the stress and making it positive, you gotta turn it around. Like something I told my kids. I have two kids. I'm 31. I'll be straightforward. Mm-hmm. So I have two kids, and I told my two the other day. I was like, you know what? We're gonna have fun. Yeah, you guys are about to go to school online and all, mm-hmm. but on y'all free time, we're going to sing, we're going to dance, we're just going to enjoy the moment, because at mm-hmm. the end of the day, I don't want to be stressed. I don't want them to be stressed. I don't want nobody stressed. Like, can we have a good time?
Yeah.
Can I get a moment to just live and allow y'all to live and for them to be open and talk about life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that is just so much negative. It's too much negative to not make things fun and enjoyable, because life changes and you don't even know if you have tomorrow with your mom, your dad, your kids, your friend, your whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, take the moment to just enjoy. And that's another, girl, we're going to have to get off of here so soon. But something I remember people get on me about, but now I'm doing better. If you are out here with your business, don't forget to have fun for you too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we talk about be selfish. That's part of being selfish too. Like, you got to find balance between work. Sometimes we do overindulge. Like, because once you start working, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you don't know how to stop.
No, you don't. Because you be so high. I mean, there's so many times when my other best friend will just be like, look, can you just stop working for a second? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no. Because I said, I got to get this right now. But sometimes it's the simple things. Like last night, we just went out randomly to dinner and had drinks. And honestly, it was great. I didn't need to go to a club or do anything wild, but it was just to get out the house, to eat dinner, have drinks. It was a fun atmosphere at a Mexican restaurant. And sometimes it's the simple things. Like sometimes people think, oh my God, to have fun, I got to go to Mexico. Mexico's nice too. Yeah, we got to have those trips. But while we're in the season of a pandemic, sometimes you got to find little things that will be fun. I mean, honestly, I would have a great time just going to the park, you know, and just enjoying picnic at the park, going to the mountain. And
just it's just all about you having time, whether it was with somebody else or by yourself, but take a moment to enjoy it. Because once that success, because all of you guys that's listening is going to have success, whatever that means, that's when you say, you know what, I did good. I'm gonna take this 3-day break. I'm taking a 3-day break to do nothing. I don't care if it's just a Netflix and chill, but I'm gonna take it, because that's when you be like, oh, when you get back to work, you're energized again.
Yes.
You're back motivated again, because it don't matter how successful you are, it's a point where you be like, oh, I'm so fucking tired.
I'm
over it. Like, this is all I do.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how successful you are, but take that moment just to woosah and enjoy the moment. Like they always tell me, Donnie, you done made good money now. Take a break. Stop writing.
Oh my God. That's like the worst thing someone could tell you. Because it's just like, yeah, you made some money, but that's not your goal.
Yeah,
your goal is to take your books to another level.
Another level. Everything's like, another level.
You know, the way I see it is your books are going to be turned into movies.
That's,
you know,
everything.
That's what you're trying to get to.
Yes.
And that just, you know, sometimes people could be so simple-minded when
to
your goals and your dreams. And you just, sometimes you just got to be like, yeah, girl, okay.
Yeah.
And then you just got to keep
it
moving.
But you learn. But when you hear that, then you learn. You better shut up telling your business. Don't talk about stuff no more.
Mm-hmm.
You let it go.
Yeah, just let it go. And don't even take it harm. Because honestly, like we said earlier, it's not that people mean harm. They just don't have that same passion and that fire. And they don't know where you're trying to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're not really supposed to speak on it. So you just got to keep it moving. And hey, okay, you know, smile, say yep. But you got to let what you doing speak for itself.
Yes.
And they just got to see it for themselves one day when they like, damn, Donna, is that your movie? Like, is that based on your book? And it's like, oh yeah, why you didn't tell me? Well, if I would have told you, you wouldn't have believed me.
And you know what? And that's what you hit them with. Or every time I spoke to you about something, you never understood. It was always something else. You would counter with something.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that in your life.
No, you really don't. So I don't know. I think, you know, we are definitely the ones that, you know, I feel like we really show what it's like when you really take whatever is burning inside of you
and make it a reality.
You make it a reality.
That's one thing I like, no offense. Like, it's something like with the millennials and everybody after, that's what I see with them.
Yeah.
Like, with like, people make jokes because I feel like as millennials, we've seen a lot. Mm-hmm. Like I remember without the cell phone, we didn't have the cell phones, but remember the corded phones, mm-hmm. the corded house phone. Yeah, the corded house phones, the VCRs, the cassette tapes. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I feel like we've seen the struggle. AOL, mm-hmm. the dial up internet. Shoot, I love internet now. I'm like, mm-hmm. damn. Because I remember I couldn't get on the phone with my friend. Exactly. You guys don't even call the house for the next mm-hmm. hour because I'm going to be on the internet.
Or my mom about to send a fax. So man. That phone go off. She goes, she cuss all pissed. Of us out.
She's going to be pissed, you know? So it's like, you know, I feel like as millennials, because when I see millennials, us and everybody else, it's like people are moving forward.
They are. Everybody's and they're using business. Technology to really.
But I commend the older people too. These older people learned a lot. And I say older as in, who's before us?
I don't even know. God darn.
But they learned a lot. And I'm like, when you see 70, 80-year-old person texting or they really know how to work the internet, which I'm glad because, I mean, it's really not as hard, you know, simple. But it's just nice to see everybody catch on. And people that maybe are 45 and over, it's okay to try new things. Don't get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
It is because them old people come on, coworkers. Now. They having more fun than us sometimes.
You're right, man. I'm 45.
And I love it. I love it. Because they back deserve. In the day, I remember when
everybody seemed conservative.
They're so conservative. They ain't want to try nothing. They ain't want to do nothing. But now people are just like, living, you know, and what? Don't care we no got more. One life to live, man.
That's been nice.
And what are we supposed to do with it? Just that's been die nice. And just live. And
that's like, what it feel like.
We just what? Live to die. It's just like, uh-uh. No, this is a new life, and I'm just grateful for it. And
I'm so happy we started this podcast.
Yes, we are so excited.
We've been talking about this forever.
We really have. And, you know, to finally, we just, hey, today is the day. And you know what? It just goes to show you, like, you know, the other days it might not have worked out. But today it worked out. We got together. And you know what? This is just the beginning.
You know what's the funny part about it? We only using one mic. Like, we know what the setup, like, we have a legit setup. But now we're actually using just one mic amongst each other. But that's to show you, you don't have to have every single thing at once to make it happen. Mm-hmm. Because I know the quality of it is still going to be good. So I'm not even pressed. But it's like, this is what I'm talking about. You don't have to have $1 million equipment to have $1 million dream and to make it a reality.
Yeah.
You just got to fucking do that shit.
And the thing is, we going to get there. Because honestly, I do think this is the beginning of a long, long journey. Because I feel like we have so much to talk about. We have so much insight. We come from a very diverse background. Mm-hmm. We come from a very, very strong culture.
Yeah.
For sure. And we've learned a lot, you know, from religion to everything.
And we've been through a lot. You guys, I'm telling you, just because we're young,
we've been through
a lot. And it's like, and we started things a lot. Like, you even heard with her, she got kids. I have kids.
Yeah.
We started pretty damn early.
Yeah,
we started early.
We're still to the point where, you know, we're successful in our own minds. You know, like, we've done a lot, we've seen a lot. We've tackled a lot of issues.
Cried a lot.
We've cried a lot. We've laughed a lot. Yes. We done got lit together. Oh, like, we just, we've done it all. And I really just can't wait to share and really go through each podcast. I feel like each podcast is going to build off
it's
of
gonna
the
be
next
better
one.
And better.
And it's always going to get better. And I hope that whoever's listening to this continues to stay with us.
Subscribe to our podcast.
Yes, please subscribe because I promise there's never a dull moment with us.
No, it's not.
I mean, hey, this is just the beginning.
Today I feel like it was just more so, we were so serious, like, nah, get your shit together.
Yes,
get
and your that's shit. Why we're so serious about the whole drive and the whole fire within you, but I promise you, we talk about everything.
We mean
like
every damn thing.
Because
we got some stories. And something I want to incorporate, I'm throwing it out here because it's going to happen. I look forward to having this, what do you call that? I want people to be able to record whatever it is they want to talk about, or maybe we'll even do a Zoom. Like, we want to do so much. Like, we're gonna take this podcast to another level. And I know this is extra, like, why are we sharing this with you guys? But we're sharing it because at the end of the day, you guys are our listeners.
Yes.
And our goal is to give back in a sense. Like, I don't want it to just be, it could be fun, but you're gonna learn something, damn it.
Yes.
You're gonna come out like, damn, I gotta try this.
Yes.
You know, that's really the biggest goal for us because, again, we've been through it. We're not scared to really share our ups and downs, because at the end of the day, that's what makes people better. That's what might keep that next person from committing suicide. Like, that's deep as shit, but that's real shit. You know what I'm saying? That's some real stuff. I don't want people, anybody that's listening to this, I want them to reach out. Like, if we can help, let us freaking help, because we know how it feels to be down. We know what it feels like to be up.
Yes.
We're not perfect.
And no topic is off limits, because honestly, you know, sometimes we embarrassed to talk about something we done been through, but other people who are listening probably been through the same thing. And I'm telling you, you know, I know, like, our relationships aren't perfect.
Let's not talk about relationships. Our,
you know, it's not just relationships with a spouse, but even with friends, family. Yeah. Like, you know, I've been through struggles within, you know, family, you know, having to cut off toxic family members.
I know. When is it time to let people go? Is it okay? Is it okay to, well, my mama been, your mama what?
I know, right?
Do you need to let her go?
Exactly. Sometimes you gotta let your mama go.
Be like, it's,
you know,
it's
it
real.
Be like that. So, and I just hope that, you know, our listeners become our family and y'all become part of us. You know, eventually I want us to be on the video podcast so
that
y'all can see us and we can get all glammed up for y'all. So this is exciting. This is the beginning of a journey, and I can't wait.
I'm hyped. Like, I'm so hyped. They just don't even understand.
Yes, they don't understand.
So with the same drive that we have, seriously though, you guys, by the time you're done listening to us in general and life, as long as you keep listening, you're gonna have drive. And when I say drive, again, not just business, just life. Hell, you might have a good night, good sex life
Hell
that night.
Yeah.
Like, things will change.
One night stand.
Yeah, whatever it is you want. Like, because believe me, we've been through some things, but we're going to share and laugh about it all.
Yep. And the only way you can find out is if you keep listening to our podcast.
So with that, we'll tune back in next week. Yep. And we thank you for taking your time out.
Alrighty. And I am Dorothy.
And I am Danya. And we're signing out.
Ooh.